a black one is a Negro. If it's like I was talking to you about this woman that I would introduce you to is a mulatta. They make the difference. Now, the Negroes themselves call each other nigger. And that corruption of the word Negro has maintained fairly strong.
They call each other now. Suppose.
Now they call each other Negro.
Suppose a white person
nigger.
Calls it.
Well, it's called how friendly you are with them. Mm-hmm. If you don't have much use for them, you call them Negroes. If you like them very much, why? You call them a nigger, or if you're cussing them, you call them a nigger.
Isn't that interesting? How close your relationship is, depends on how. Mm-hmm. Suppose you were really very angry at a colored person and thought that he was very trifling and no good. What would you
say? Well, he was so much of no good.
So much of no good.
Or you'd call him. You'd call him shiftless, you'd call him a bum.
You wouldn't really refer to him by his race as a...
No good nigger. Yeah, quite frequently they're called no good niggers. Because there is a very definite distinction then, yeah, between niggers and no good niggers. Just like there's good white folks and sorry white folks. There's niggers and no good niggers.
But if I understood you right, if you like a colored person, you can also call him a nigger.
Yes. If you maintain a warm and friendly relation with them,
mm-hmm.
that is
That's
just
very
about
good.
A thing of the past now, because we're kind of afraid to let it be known if we think a lot of one another.
It's very sad.
And that is terribly
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. Do you know of any insulting words that other races might use to refer to white people?
No, I try to avoid all the knowledge of insulting words before I might use them.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know them, then I won't say
I
them.
I see. suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it, his own son. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Well, he might have got mad or he might have got angry, according to the man.
Mm-hmm.
According to how much self-control he used.
Mm-hmm.
If he let himself go and just ran hot and did all sort of foolish things, particularly added a little violence to what he did, then
Excuse
the man would be mad.
Really, down the room bother you in there?
No.
No.
Excuse me, I
beg you. Surely. Suppose you've been working very hard all day, and at nighttime you might say, well, I'm really
So tired. Tired. If you were in the mountains, you'd say, I'm so tired. T-A-R-R-E-D.
You ever say things like beat or...
Oh yes, I'm beat. I've had it. Done for. Completely done for.
Tuckered out.
A word that I don't know how to spell it. I never saw it written as I know of, but we speak of being of utterly pooped. But all of that is more or less local slang, I think.
Mm-hmm.